This week we are looking at the book of Proverbs, and we're learning lessons from the Proverbs in the Bible and how they apply to our lives. And they are very practical steps that we can take to make our lives better. So we're in Proverbs chapter 14, and today we look at verse number 6. And it says, "A scoffer seeks wisdom and does not find it, but knowledge is easy to him who understands." So this proverb is focused on two kinds of seekers. One of the seekers is called a scoffer, and the other is the one who seeks understanding, or him who seeks understanding. Both are seeking for wisdom, for practical solutions to their problems. The scoffer does not find the practical solution to his problems, but the one who seeks understanding finds the practical solution. So there are people who seek for things and never find them, and there are people who seek for things and find them. And the scoffer is the one who never finds it, and it's basically somebody who mocks. And there are people who scoff at God, and they mock at the things of God, and they make fun of the things of God. And then when they are in trouble, they are seeking for God's help. You know, it doesn't work that way. You cannot be scoffing and searching for the thing you scoff at the same time. So, two important lessons we learn from this proverb. First is that you cannot find something if you despise it. If you scoff at it, if you mock it, if you belittle it, you cannot find it. You cannot attain to a height you dishonor. You cannot attain to a position you make fun of. So if you're one of those people who always make fun of people, you are probably making fun of people who are doing well, people who are achieving, and you're just disparaging them, you're never going to get there. Because if you are a scoffer, you don't find the things that you are seeking for. And so the Bible encourages us, therefore, not to scoff at people. Yeah, you may disagree with somebody. You may not like what the person is doing. But make sure that you don't get to the point where your life is all about mocking people, scoffing at people, belittling people, despising them. And if you do that, especially you're doing that against people who have achieved far more than you have achieved, you're not going to achieve much in life. That's what this proverb is teaching us. If you want to get to great heights, then you have to honor the people who have gotten to the great heights, even if you don't agree with them entirely. So you cannot find something if you despise it. The second lesson is that you will find the things that you take time to understand. A person of understanding seeks understanding. When something is not familiar to them, instead of mocking it, they will seek to understand it. If they see somebody doing something that they are not comfortable with, they will ask questions and try to understand it. They don't instantly belittle it, mock it, or scoff at it. You know, many of us behave that way. Somebody is doing something we're not familiar with, and instead of seeking understanding, we scoff. And the passage here, the proverb says, scoffing is our approach, we never find anything. But if we seek understanding, then things come very easily to us. You want things to come easy to you, then seek understanding. If you want life to be easy to you, seek understanding. Don't mock, don't despise, don't belittle. Seek to understand, ask questions, learn, be humble, be observant. And when we do that, then the things of life that we are seeking for become our possession. The one who seeks for understanding finds things very easily. Let's pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, help me not to mock and despise others. I choose to be a person of understanding. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I'll catch you again tomorrow. I'm Pastor Mensah Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.